Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Mordechai ben Chana. He should have a refuah shleima. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, it says Ma'aseh v'gozer tainis b'chanukah b'lud. They were gozer a tainis on Chanukah and Lud. And Rabbi Yor, Rabbi Lezer v'rochatz, Rabbi Yeshuv v'siper, v'ramulhem tzu'u v'his'anu amashis anisa. So Rabbi Eliezer bathed himself, Rabbi Yeshua took a haircut, and they said to the people that you should go out and fast because you fasted. Rashi explains, his anu kolaymar asu tshuva. So we see from Rashi that there's no chiyuv mamish lisanos tanis acheres to fast another fast betaras kapara because they fasted the first time on Chanukah incorrectly. And it's just a lashon that they used of hisanu amashi hisanisen, but it doesn't literally mean that they should fast. It means that they should do tshuva. Frektis vasemes, that the post can bring this story as a makor to be mechayev somebody who is misane b'chanukah to fast, not like Rashi. Rashi said it's not literally they have to fast because when they fasted on Chanukah. Misfasemis explains that it's not mistaber to Rashi to say that there was so machmir on Chanukah like on Shabbos. Rashi held it. Just because you fast on Chanukah, that doesn't mandate another fast as kapara like if one fasts on Shabbos. However, in the Sefer Mar B'Chosam from Orav Rabbi, Rav Gaon Rav Yaakov Hamnik Shlita, he explains differently, and we're going to go in his mahalach, that Rashi doesn't come with svaras, whether we can compare it to Shabbos or not compare it to Shabbos, like the Sfasemis learns, but rather, Ladas Rashi, it's muchruch that we can't explain kipshutam, that they literally told them to fast, because it can't be that these Rabbanim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, would tell the people to fast befoal, and al karchach, it's a lashon of guzma, that they tell them to do tshuva for fasting against what they should have done. And we're going to explain why in brachas daf lamed aleph amid beis it says v'amar belazar shabbi yosi ben zimra kol yoshev betainis b'shabbos koron lagzar din shel shivim shana. Somebody sits betainis on Shabbos, you rip up a gzar din of 70 years. Because the fast is so potent that even a gzar din of 70 years is ripped up if somebody sits in a fast on Shabbos. And nevertheless, this person is going to be taken to task for being mevatel onek Shabbos. And my takante, what's his takana? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, leisev tanisa letanisa, he should fast for fasting. Rashi explains, shel shivim shana. Kloimar afilu nigzal alav min urav lefisha tainis kosher b'shabbos lefisha akol misangim bov umisanis. So Rashi explains there that even if he had a min urav, he had a gzeira on him, a negative gzeira, something bad's going to happen, it can erase that gzeira, it can nullify the gzeira, because it's very difficult to fast on Shabbos because everybody is having a great time eating shtickel kegel, nachat chulent. People are eating and drinking and feasting on Shabbos, and this guy is misane. So therefore, the fast on Shabbos is very stark, is very potent. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, what about his einik Shabbos? He's mevatel einik Shabbos. So he has to sit a fast for that fast. Rashi says, tanis, yisana lamachar, the next day he should fast. Tosis writes, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel b'tainis chalom, that this is talking about fasting at tainis chalom. V'chainisa b'medrash tehillim, and so too it says in medrash tehillim, it's tainis chalom, k'shiyoshiv v'tainis chalom b'shabbos. It's talking about a tainis chalom. And when you are Yoshev, a tainis chalom b'shabbos, perish b'hag, shomer aneinu. So the Bahag says that when one does a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, he should say Anenu. So you see that Tosus learns that it's talking here about a Tainis Chalom, but Rashi doesn't explain that it's talking about a Tainis Chalom. And he says that we're not talking about a Tainis that happened by chance. This seems to be premeditated. It's not just Bakrai, because Rashi says that everybody is Misanig and he's Misanig. So, could very well be Rashi doesn't say anything about a Chalom and this wasn't planned out at all. And this was planned out before. It didn't just Stam happen. He wanted to be Misanig when his friends were Misanig. So you see that there's a Seder Miyuchat Shel Kapara Ladas Rashi, that a person can be Makabel Tainus on Shabbos, because it's a special Tainus that you can't do it during the week, because now everybody is feasting and you're fasting. So that makes it very difficult. But because there's a tzad of bittul shalonik Shabbos, a person has to sit at tainis l'taniso. And bemis l'zakasha meheche teisi l'rashi, how does Rashi know that he should fast afka the next day? Even according to the poskim who hold that it's better to do it the next day in order not to be ma'acher as kapara, not to push it off, that's only an inyan zrizus. But Rashi seems to say that it's not pshat in zrizus, that's the way it's supposed to be done. Tanisa l'tanisa yasana l'machar, that it has to be done the next day. So the biur is that according to Rashi, like we said, there's a seder chadash shel kapara l'chatchila yidei tainis b'shabbos. So you're fasting on Shabbos as part of the seder kapara, but there's also a chisarn b'davar, that you have to be metaken. And ha'korchach, that this takana is shayach to the etzim seder shel kviyus tainis misubzeh. It's shayach to the etzim type of category of tainis, that the Seder Kapara is a fast on Shabbos, and then on Sunday, Nacha fast. And therefore Rashi says you have to do one after the other, because these two Taniyos are mitstarev to be one Seder of a special Kapara, that it's Mutter Lasus Lechatchila. Now in Tainis Yud Beis Amid Beis, it says, Amar Rava Bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav Yafet Tainis Lechalom Keish Ben Oras. It's a tainis is very, very good for a fast, like a fire on flax, that it really is powerful. Amar v'chizdo bo b'yayim. On that day, the day you have the dream, so you wake up in the morning, you fast that day. Says even on Shabbos, my takante. So what's the takana for fasting on Shabbos? Leisiv tanisa latanisa, fast for fasting. Zok Rashi, afilu b'Shabbos yochel isanas kedelis she's batel tzar gufo. That a person can fast on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, in order that the tzar his tzar haguf should be mizbatel. Because he has this tzar, that he had this bad dream. So now he's fasting to be mevatel this tzar. So we have to understand, why doesn't Rashi mention the milah of being misana b'Shabbos, that it's such a strong fast, because other people are feasting and he's fasting? And also, why doesn't Rashi say anything about the tainis l'tanisa being l'machar, like he writes l'hedya on the Sugin Brachas? However, be'emes, it's muchuch mitoch ha-sugya. Because the question is, why in brachas don't we bring this memra of Rabba bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama bar Guri, Amar Rav, that you have a tainis lechalon keish ben uras? Why don't we bring this in brachas, when the Gemara says that kol ha-yoshev v'tainis b'shabes, karon lo gzardim shoshev m'shana, that would be very matim to bring it there. On the other hand, why in Maseches Tainis and in Maseches Shabbos also, this is also brought in Shabbos, you also bring this member of Rabba Bar Mechasi, that Yafet Tainis long Keish Ben Ores. And also in Tainis, when the Gemara brings this memra of Rabbi Ram Rachasi Amar Bahamar Bergur Amarab, you have a Tainis Lom Kesh Ben Uras, why in Tainis don't we bring the member of Rav Yossi Ben Zimra? The member of Yossi Ben Zimra and Brachas, that call Yoshi Vitainis Bishab is Karan Logzardino. So in Brachas we don't bring the member of Tainis, and in Tainis we don't bring the member of Brachas, but they belong next to each other. So why do we only bring one in each place and not the other one that's shaykh to it? And it's also shver, why are we told of the din of being Misana and Shabbos in the memory of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef says that Afilu b'Shabbos, and the Gemara in Tainis, Rav Yosef says Afilu b'Shabbos. So why are we told of this in Rav Yosef? Hare Rav Yossi ben Zimra already said it a few generations before. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Rav Yossi ben Zimra says that Kol Yoshi v'Tainis b'Shabbos Karan Lo Gzardina. So what exactly is going on over here? And also, why does Rav Yosef say Vafilu b'Shabbos? Adarabba, if there's an adifus, if there's a preference for Shabbos, he should say V'chein b'Shabbos. Instead of saying even on Shabbos one should fast, if there's a mile of Shabbos, he should say and also on Shabbos, Bo b'Yom, and even if that Bo b'Yom is Shabbos, what do you mean even Shabbos? Shabbos is a mile. And also, when the Gemara in Tainis says that you sit Tainis l'Tanisa, it's nameless, it's anonymous. Whereas in the Sugyan Brachas, it's said in the name of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. So, Sof Dover, it's clear from the whole Seder of the two Sugyas that one is not taller than the other. And therefore, Rashi learns that the opinion of Yossi ben Zimra is that you should be Misana on Shabbos lechatchila, lefi this Seder, even without seeing a scary dream. You should. It's nothing to do with dreams. Dreams is the sugya in Tainis. There it's Mefurish, Yafa Tainis lechalom. But the Gemara Bracha is not talking about dreams. And that's the gather of Tainis L'Taniso that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak explained, that the 2 days are mitzarev to one Seder Shalim of Kapara, and therefore you have to fast the next day for fasting on Shabbos. But the din of Rav Yosef in the Sugi and Tainis, and also in the Sugi and Shabbos, is not a din l'chatchila v'avoydis Hashem Yisbarach v'kriyas darak gizay din shel shivim shana, but it's a heter afilu b'Shabbos, that a person can be makayim the din Tainis Chalom in order to be mevatel his tzar. It's a different mahalach. And here you need more kapara. Because there isn't such a great mila in the Sugyan Brachas. There's a great mila to the fast on Shabbos. It's the Seder, you fast on Shabbos, you fast on Sunday. But in Tainis, there's no mila. Therefore it says even on Shabbos, you can even do it on Shabbos, even though it's not so gishmak to do it on Shabbos. It's not so halal, it's not so great. And therefore you need more kapara. So therefore Yoshev Tanis L'Taniso. But since it's only a kapara on a Tanis that was done by Echrech because of his tsar, he can do it anytime he wants. And there's no dinat dafkov l'mochar. Look in the Torah in Shulchan Aruch and Resh Peches. And it talks about the Tainis Chalom, there's no din of Lamachar. Hakopanim, it emerges according to what we explained, that there are two types of Tainisla Dasra, and that's also why one's in the name of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the other one's not in the name of anybody, because there's two different Tainisla Tainisla. One's Lefi the Seder. It's the Seder of that a person does for Kapara, Shabbos, and then Sunday, and then Tainis is talking about something different. It's talking about a Tainis Chalom. So this Tainis L'Taniso, there are two different instances of that Rashi. One is Tainis L'Taniso, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak lived in Rav Yosef in Zimra, which is the Hemshech of the Tainis on Shabbos, and it's connected to it, it's Mashal in the Seder Kapara. And then there's the Tainis L'Taniso, the Stam de Gemara, Aliv de Rav Yosef in Tainis. It's a Din Kapara on the Tainis that he had, that he did Be'echrech, he fasted Be'echrech, because he saw a bad dream on Lil Shabbos. And he needs to fast that day in order to be Meitiv L'Chalom. But we never hear that there's a kapara of a Tainis L'Taniso on somebody who's a Misana Ba'aveiro K'neged HaDin. And therefore it emerges that you can't explain in the Sugin Rosh Hashanah when Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua said to Anshei Lut they should be Misana in their Tainis, that it's Mitzad HaDin HaMeforsim Shel Tainis L'Taniso, like in the other Sugyas. That's only if they are Misana K'din. But here it wasn't Kedin. If Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yoshua would tell them to be Yoshev Tanis L'Tanisam, then they'd be moided that it's Kedin. It's a Haskam, it's not a Mecha. And therefore Rashi was Muchach L'Faresh, that what they meant was that they should do Tshuva. Sh'nigzrab Nikba V'chanaka Shelo Roy V'Shelo Kedin. They did it and it was inappropriate. And therefore Rashi doesn't say it's mamish tanis l'taniso, because tanis l'taniso is only if you're fasting al pidin. Here the whole thing wasn't al pidin. So the male is only in a fasting, and all they have to do is tshuva, because they fasted on Chanukah. V'advarim brurim mechuvanim bez Hashem yizbarach. We now understand all three sugyas, Rosh Hashanah and tanis and sha'an and brachas, and it's very, very gishmak, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.